The U.S. president has linked a trade agreement with China to the situation in Hong Kong.
They want to make a deal. We'll see what happens, but they definitely want to make a deal. I'd like to see Hong Kong worked out in a very humanitarian fashion. I hope President Xi can do it. He sure has the ability, I can tell you that from personal knowledge. He certainly has the ability to do it if he wants to. So I'd like to see that worked out in a humanitarian fashion. I think it would be very good for the trade deal that we're talking about.
Donald Trump warned that an outbreak of violence in Hong Kong would make it difficult to reach a trade deal with China. The Chinese territory plunged into chaos early in July amid protests against a now suspended extradition bill that would have sent suspects to mainland China for trial. Beijing blames a, quote, dark hand for the unrest in the city. China says that it will support Hong Kong's regional government if the situation worsens further in the city, warning against any foreign interference in the country's internal affairs. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Einar Tangen, author and columnist. Thank you very much, sir, once again for joining us. Now, how are these two related? Why would Donald Trump link a trade deal with China to what's happening in Hong Kong? What is he seeking here?
Well, he's seeking a reason to delay any possible deal with China until closer to the election, because he knows that any deal with China would result in a large rise in his popularity, and also the markets would support that. So this is a game he's been playing for quite some time. We've discussed this before. His ideal scenario is sometime next summer, towards the fall, just before the election, when he can claim victory and say that he kept all of his promises, that he has tamed China, that he's conquered the deficit, all of these things, which would, of course, be very, very helpful to him. But I mean, it's fairly transparent at this point. He seems to come up with a new excuse almost every couple of weeks, or he engages in some sort of controversial media bomb, such as, I'm going to, put more tariffs on you, this type of thing. And this, causes consternation and calls things new, but it's also causing the markets to fall. So you have a 3% across the board decline in the American bourses. It's been contagious. It's hit other markets. He doesn't seem to care about that. His other strategy is that even if he doesn't reach a deal with China, because China, at this point, it's very difficult to do a deal with somebody you don't trust to carry through their part. He's in a situation where he can say, oh, they just want a Democrat in there. Vote for me because I'm the only person they're afraid of. So he's setting up this dual narrative and trying to make sure that he extracts what he believes is the maximum value out of it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Einar Tangen, author and columnist. Elaborating on the recent comments made by the U.S. president